Case number 9829, Patricia L. and Herman J. Schneider, Jr., south of Woodland Circle, east of Elmwood Avenue East, being lots 1 and 2 within Angola by the Bay development. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening.
Herman Schneider,
and
23690 Elmwood Avenue East.
About to give
the
truth, right?
Yes,
sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Well, I just had a recent survey done. I wanted to enclose the deck for a three-season room and found out that the front left-hand corner of the house encroaches 6 inches. That's what I'm here for this evening.
Okay.
It's like you say, just one corner encroaches.
Yes, sir.
We got.
We're looking at a few more than that.
What is that, sir?
We're looking at
one, two,
four, three encroachments, and an undersized lot.
Mm-hmm. One for the side yard.
You have a copy of this?
Yeah, well, the shower's a non-attached deck.
Is that walls?
Yes.
Then it's more than a non-attached deck.
Okay.
Yep. It encroaches 1.9 feet.
I didn't realize that.
15-foot setback there.
Because it's on the roadside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Of course, your deck is, encroaches 4.1 feet.
And you require 20.
I guess the front of the house, that the front corner encroaches 0.4 feet. It's 29.6 feet. It should be 30.
On the front.
And undersized lot?
Okay.
Oh, so that allows for the 10-foot setback. I got you.
Yeah.
How long has the house been there?
I'm sorry?
How long has the house been there?
Since 97.
And you built it, or you...
I was the general. I subcontracted it. And Angola by the Bay has a building committee, and they came out and measured that.
What are we doing?
So, Bill Mann's survey, you know, back in 97 shows it. But he's deceased. It was to my surprise when Adams Kemp, you know, came up with the survey. Matter of fact, I had him come back out and show me, and there it was.
Shower's attached to the house?
No, it's unattached. Mm-hmm. It is unattached. There was always a deck there, and it was just a little shower for the kids to wash their feet off, and I just put walls up and raised it up.
And the walls are unattached to the house?
Yes, they are unattached. Nothing is attached.
Still have
small sheds that have 5-foot setbacks still have to be 15 from
15,
the roadside.
15, okay.
You turn it down. Okay. Alrighty.
I take it you had a permit for all this work?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And what you started out wanting to do was to just enclose the deck on the rear of the house?
Yes, just enclose that to a three-season room. That's how it started out.
Okay. And you back up apparently to some common area?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See the permit for the dwelling and the attached garage, front porch. What about, was there a permit for the shower walls?
No, it was the deck, and I just put the walls up.
So you didn't get a permit for that?
No, the deck was there when I built the house.
Okay. Permit would have been required, correct? If this is approved, you'll have to get a permit.
Okay.
Okay. Have any problem with that?
No. No, sir.
Oh, Rich.
Any time you change, you know, add structure to a property, you gotta get a permit.
I didn't know that.
Even if it's a shed.
and that's considered a shed.
Well, no, but a lot of people think that, you know, they buy a portable shed, put it on the property, doesn't require a permit, but it does.
But it does.
Any improvement on the property requires a permit.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
If I can further say the reason for requiring a permit. On the permit, it tells you what your setback requirements are.
I understand.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9829 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9829 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, it may be a decision made later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you could call the office in the morning to see if a decision was in fact made. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.